Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Now, this week it was announced that Mark Duclos will be finishing up with Sky Racing and moving on into other areas. Mark joins me now. Mark, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
But you won't be lost to the greyhound industry though, Duke.
No, we've got a new venture kicking off in late August, and I'm really excited to be doing that and moving forward. And I've had a great career at Sky. I've been here for probably around about 15 of the last 21 years, and I'm happy with my life, with what I've achieved, and hopefully supported the greyhound industry to the best of my ability. And let's just hope we've got a prosperous greyhound racing industry right around Australia, but particularly here in New South Wales going forward.
Absolutely. Well, all the very best of luck for the future, Duke.
Thank you, Simon. I appreciate that. And I've been really, I've been thankful for the support that I've received from so many people over the years, and just this last week when it was announced, so many well wishes and all that. It's a tinge of sadness, but certainly looking forward to the future.
Exciting times to come, I'm sure. Now, let's take a look at this feature card at Sandown tomorrow. Three Group 1s on the card and some terrific racing here. We'll look at the first of those, the Group 1 Harrison Dawson, and the one you were pretty keen on a few weeks ago in the Speed Star that won the Speed Star Bewildering has come up the $1.60 favourite and has drawn box one. Gee, looks hard to beat.
He certainly does. He'd actually went to Sandown Park there last week and had six starts and only the one win, which came in the two-dog match race series. So he'd never actually won a race in a full field. He went there last Thursday evening off box one. He recorded the fastest time of the night in 29 and 18. And he's only got to begin with them on Thursday evening, hold the rail in the run to the first turn, and I think he wins. Not a lot of pace drawn outside of him in boxes, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And then you go out to Unlawful Entry in box 6, who's a noted wide runner. I think the dangers will come from Jimmy Niewob and Black Mumbo, but Jason Thompson's got an enormous opinion of this greyhound. He's only had 14 starts during his career for 7 wins. But as I said, he's drawn to perfection. He ran 29-8 in the heat. The week before in the Speed Star, he ran 29-12. I can't see him getting crossed in the run to the first turn. And if that happens, I think he wins.
So, yeah, and Black Mumbo, just having a look at those other ones that are drawn a little wider out, Black Mumbo at $4.50 alongside Jimmy Newbob, who has box 7 there at $4.50, and everything else is in double figures. So Bewildering there, the odds on in the Harrison Dawson. Over to the seventh, the second of the group ones is the Sapphire Crown Final. And a more open affair here, Duke, Striker Light is the $3 favourite. And has come up with box 3. Second reserves, next best in the market, Fabregal. It's at $3.50.
This is a race that has just got so much early pace to it, Simon. And the question is, who leads at the first turn? I think if you can work out who's going to lead, I think you're going to back the winner, because you've got an enormous pace from greyhounds like Striker Light, Fly Right, Uphill Jill, Pepper Fire, Princess Pout. So from boxes 3 through to 7, you've got greyhounds who can all run 5-0s to the first turn here at Sandown Park. We haven't seen Striker Light begin at the last two starts at Sandown Park. And her last two starts there, she's finished second behind Alan Mike and then last week in a heat behind Fly Right. But if you go back through her form at Sandown Park, she's run 4.92 to the first mark there, which is just outside Fernando Bale's first section record. She only needs to time the start on Thursday evening. If she does that, I think she leads. She's a dual Group 1 winner. She won the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg, the Group 1 National Futurity. She's had boxes 6 and 7 the past 2 weeks. She moves to box 3 on Thursday night. I think that's going to be the key. Uphill Jill, she continues a great rivalry with Striker Light. Striker Light's had the better of her in Group 1 events during their career. But she set the time standard in the Sapphire Crown Heats last week, running 29.60. Pepper Fire's not badly drawn out in box 6. And then you've got Fly Right, who absolutely hummed, running 5.02 to the first mark last week. And as I said, if you can find the leader at the first turn in the Sapphire Crown, I think you're going to find the winner.
And moving over to the third of the group ones, which is the Sandown Cup Final. Bermond Downs come up with box one here and has gone up $1.90. The greyhound who ran the quickest of the heat times, though, Fandermale, is at $4.50, but it's probably got a tricky draw there in six, Duke.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's got Dundee Calypso drawn outside of it, who is probably one of the most improved stays in Australia. We spoke about her last week. Fandermale, striving to become the only greyhound to win Group 1 event at all three distances in Victoria. She's won the 25-metre Australian Cup at the Meadows only around 6 or 8 weeks ago. She's also taken out two Group 1 events over the 600 metres at the Meadows. She's drawn box number 6, the fastest qualifier in 41.73, looking to become the first greyhound also to win the Australian Cup Sandown Cup double. From box 8, Dundee Osprey, another greyhound who's won three Group 1 events, looking to become the first greyhound to ever win the Top Gun Sandown Cup double. He's not badly drawn out in box 8. He loves to get off the track. But you've got a greyhound that I think is a superstar in Burn One Down. He resumed two starts back here at Sandown Park in the Group 3 race callers. He gave Fenerbahce 3 lengths on the top turn and scored by a length. He then came out last week at his first 7.15, and Jason Thompson told us on Sky Racing that he was definitely underdone going into that. He ran down Dundee Calypso in 41.83. Most people have him pinned as a big awkward dog who will get back and run on, but Jason Thompson loves him drawn in box 1. He's a very, very good railer. He's got a really fast beginner in Teddy Minnelli drawn in box 2. I think Burn One Down is going to be a lot closer than what most people think, and if he's going to be tracking these dogs and being 3 and 4 off and down the back straight, don't forget, he's a 41.37 winner at the track, which is absolutely flying. I think the hardest to beat is the Kennelmate, Midnight Elsa. She's the baby of the field. She's only had 5 career starts, 3 wins, a couple of minors. She was brilliant last week when running second behind Fenerbahce, beaten a length and 3/4, running 41.84 on the clock. I can see her sitting probably 3 back the fence here. And again, Jason Thompson has got a massive opinion of this girl. Even though she's so inexperienced, he certainly wouldn't put her in a race like the Sandown Cup if he didn't think she was up to it. And I think that Burn One Down can beat Midnight Elsa. I'm going to put in Fenerbahce for 3rd and Teddy Minnelli, the likely leader, from box 2 to 4th. But it promises to be a great race. It's the richest staying race in the world. It's worth $175,000 for the winner. And so an absolute champion of greyhound racing have won this event in the past.
And you'll be trackside for Sky Racing?
Certainly will. Myself and Dave Stanley, I'm bringing young Dave down with me tomorrow night. He'll be providing for market moves as far as tab.com.au is concerned. And the first race kicks off at 7:10 p.m, so we'll be on air from around about 6:45 Eastern for a big 12-event card there.
And then Friday night, across to Richmond for the Richmond Riches Final, Duke. And having a look at the market here, Mr. Twist has drawn box 1 and is the $2.30 favourite. Fast Times from box 7 is $2.50. And then you're out to Victor Charlie, who's come up with box 5 there on the third line of betting at $6.
Terrific race. The Richmond Riches carries the richest first-place prize money for any provincial race in Australia. And, of course, these greyhounds went through the 2015 Richmond Riches puppy auction. I think it's a two-dog race. Mr. Twister, perfectly drawn off box 1, but so too is Fast Times out in box 7. I spoke to Tony Brett, his trainer on Going Greyhounds on Monday. He loves him drawn out there. He set the time standard in the semi-finals. If you go back to the heat, and it was Mr. Twister who set the time standard, there's only been a length between them, both through the heat and the semi-finals. And just the way they're drawn, I think it's a two-dog race. But Mr. Twister, he's got an average beginner drawn beside him in Art and M Grand. Big Black's not noted for his early pace in box number 3. Pick It Up's got pace in box 4, but she runs a really straight line. And I think Pick It Up could be the fly in the ointment for Fast Times. And whilst all that's happening, Mr. Twister and Jason McKay's trainer believes he's a 30 and 35, 30 and 40 dog at Richmond. If he's humming along on the inside getting all breaks, I think he's going to be very, very tough to beat. Again, Fast Times in for 2nd. I think it's the likely danger to Mr. Twister. Kong was responsible for an enormous performance last week, coming from last before flashing home to score there. But again, he can't be giving these dogs 6 and 8 lengths down the back straight. And I think Big Black can run on for the minor spot. But I am keen on Mr. Twister in the Richmond Riches, and I will be trackside there for Sky Racing 1 on Friday night for what will be my swan song, Simon.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be a memorable evening, that's for sure. And you'll be previewing these feature races over the next few days tonight on At The Boxes?
Certainly will. Timmy Newbold will be along to join me as we take a look at the Richmond Riches, and Mick Boyd from Sandown Park. He'll be with me at 6 p.m. tonight on At The Boxes as we take a look at the Quaddy Leagues, including those three big group ones. And as I said, it's going to be a huge 24 hours for greyhound racing fans.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, Duke. Thanks once again for your help. enjoy the next couple of days with Sky Racing, these last few meetings, and all the very best going forward.
I will do, mate, and thanks for your support as well. It's been a great deal of enjoyment doing Talking Greyhounds each week, and as I said, I just hope that we've got a very prosperous greyhound racing industry moving.
I'm sure we will. Thanks very much, Duke. Catch you soon, mate.
Cheers, Simon.